Good morning. Welcome back. We have our good friend Sean Stone with us. He is our cultural correspondent. What does Sean do? Well, Sean goes out and tells us what's happening on area stages and screens. He does some reviews for us. He does some scouting to find cool things that are happening in our region. And he reports to us each and every week. He does so on Thursdays. It is Thursday. He is here. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. There's no hearings going on.
No, so, we don't know about next week, but right now we're okay.
Well, next week I have jury duty, so
we'll see
how that works
out. Good for you.
I know, it's exciting.
Good for you. All right, so where would you like to begin?
I saw this. I know recently you saw one musical icon, Ringo Starr.
I did.
And I saw the Sweetheart of the Rodeo 50th Anniversary Tour at the Egg, which is Roger McGuinn and Chris Hillman of the Byrds playing with Marty Stewart's amazing band. They were two nights at the Egg. Both nights were sold out, Monday and Tuesday. It was fantastic. They played the entire Sweetheart of the Rodeo album, and they didn't play it in order. You know, a lot of times, you know, the artists, you know, they didn't. But they also played other Byrds tunes. They put Marty Stewart had a couple of tunes. They ended with a little Tom Petty tribute. I mean, these are not young guys, and they were pretty amazing.
Oh, that's terrific. That sounds like a great night.
It was. And got to see a lot of fellow old people who appreciate this sort of thing.
Well, that's how I felt at Ringo, too.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, what else?
And I saw the movie Juliet Naked, and the title does not refer to anyone actually getting naked. It's a play on the Beatles. Remember when the Beatles released Let It Be Naked?
Yes.
This is based on a Nick Hornby novel, and it's about it's a long, complicated plot, but basically it's a really nice takedown of nerddom and obsessive fans who, you know, like Rose Byrne is this museum manager that's in Ireland or in England. I don't even remember where it was, England. And she's married to Chris Dowd, who is a professor, and he teaches, you know, like television, and he is obsessed with this rock star played by Ethan Hawke. And he finds this, someone sends him this the early version of this legendary album, and he thinks it's great. And she goes online and writes a review, because they're about done with each other, but she's really done with him. So she goes online and says, "You're full of crap. This is terrible." And suddenly Ethan Hawke's artist pops up and said, "You're right. This would be crap."
Oh, wow.
And then they meet up. And hijinks ensue. But it's very funny.
Juliet Naked. All right. Now, there's all kinds of events happening over the next several days.
Tonight at the University at Albany Performing Arts Center at the Uptown campus, it's the Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company. That's tonight at 7:30. This is being presented by The Egg. Tomorrow night, the legendary Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, they're the chamber orchestra without a conductor. They just play. They don't have a conductor. With pianist Nobuyuki. Yeah, I know. Tsuji, they're going to play music of Arvo Pärt, Chopin, and Tchaikovsky. That's at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy at 7:30 Friday night. Also Friday, the previews open for The Royale. This is the latest production at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany. That's at 8 o'clock. It runs through October 14th. The play is loosely based on the life of Jack Johnson, set at the turn of the last century.
Interesting.
Yeah, it looks interesting. And then Saturday, a very old tradition here in Albany, Larkfest.
I don't know if you just realized the amount of air that you inhaled before you said that.
I know.
And then
because I just see the word Larkfest, and it's sort of, I can chart my entire life in Albany based on like five Larkfests, like a really bad anthology movie. Oh, this is the one where it rained, where I was having relationship trouble. And this is great. Larkfest. Anyway, it's a wonderful time. They have two musical stages, one at each end of Lark Street. The bands include The Age, JB and the Victory Soul Orchestra, Merck, and Stellar Young. Merck actually has a new album coming out. And then Saturday night at the 8th Step at Proctor's. Again, I'm not sure which room that will be in, but it's in one of the rooms at Proctor's. It's Philox Song Night featuring the tribute to Magpie. It's 50th anniversary of Magpie. That's Saturday at 7:30 p.m. And as the intro music played, it was the legendary reggae band Black Uhuru will be at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson Saturday night at 9 p.m. And then if you haven't had enough of being outdoors for music, This is like your last chance.
Second to last.
Second to last chance. The Outlaw Music Festival featuring Willie Nelson and Neil Young. And the performers include Willie Nelson and Family, Neil Young and the Promise of the Real, Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, which is my new favorite band name.
That's great.
And Particle Kid. That's at SPAC in Saratoga Springs, Sunday starting at 2:30 in the afternoon. Sunday night at the Mahawi in Great Barrington. There's a few tickets left, or at least there were as of Tuesday, to Lewis Black's The Joke's on Us, or U.S. tour.
Yep.
And he has lots to talk about.
Absolutely.
Then Sunday night at the Palace Theater in Albany at 8 o'clock. It's always St. Patrick's Day in Albany. Always. Celtic Thunder, it's their 10th anniversary, so they have a new album called Celtic Thunder 10X. And it's
if you had told me it was the 40th anniversary of Celtic Thunder, I would have bought it.
I know. I know.
It seems longer than 10 years.
It does. It seems like they've always been
around.
There's
been a lot of thunder, but good for them.
Exactly. You know,
great. They're going to be in Albany on Sunday night, 8 o'clock.
And then Tuesday night at the MPAC Theater at RPI in Troy, Tuesday at 7:30 p.m., it's Park Ji-ha's Communion. This is based on traditional Korean classical music. She's going to be performing with her quartet. It looks really interesting. Then we have some new movies. I don't know that I asked Michael Moore to make a movie about the Trump era, but I don't know that anyone asked him to do that, but he has. It's called Fahrenheit 11-9.
Which is a cute title, given that he was Fahrenheit 9-11. And so I'll give him that because that was Election Day. And so I'll give him that, and that's as far as I'll go.
Well, you know, he's basically saying, I told you so. I told you Trump will be elected. Yeah. You also said that OJ didn't do it. So I'm just putting that out there, you know, on the scale of listening to Michael Moore. And then we have the teen black comedy Assassination Nation, which is sort of social media run wild, turns into violence in a small town. It's
Can I ask
edgy.
You a moral question? I'm sorry.
Sure.
I know this is, I'm probably get letters for this, and I apologize. But when he's on, I was listening to him. He was on with Chris Cuomo the other night, and he was yelling and screaming about transparency and being truthful and telling people and making things transparent so you know exactly what's going on. Should a man who has that much hair dye in his hair say that?
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you. Just checking.
You shouldn't be able to see it. You got to pass the Ronald Reagan test. You know? You got to be able to look at it and say,
That's real. Right. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
And then we have a big budget, The House with a Clock in Its Walls, which is based on a famous kids novel, and it stars Cate Blanchett and Jack Black wearing elaborate hair appliances on the top of their head and on their faces, in the case of Jack Black.
In that case, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a hair appliance.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes.
You can see the whole list at WAMC.org/roundtable. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. Sean, thank you very much, as always.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.